Mountain Resort, which filed suit in early 2012, has maintained that its leases on the ski mountain have been extended to the year 2051. But the resort's attorney, Alan Sullivan, argued Wednesday that while the suit's been pending, Talisker Land Holdings conveyed the interest in the ski mountain to another company earlier this year. That, Sullivan said, is a violation of the resort's rights. He said under their leases on the ski mountain, there's either a prohibition on selling the property or the mountain resort has a right of first refusal, that is, an option to buy the land before somebody else buys it. Sullivan reaffirmed that to reporters after the hearing.
There's a right of first refusal, and there's an absolute restriction on sale. And the restriction on sale applies to the leased premises that are improved, on which there are facilities. And the right of first refusal applies to all the rest of the land. Yeah. It's a real important ruling because this is a claim that we would like to bring before the court. It bears directly upon PCMR's continued use of the land, and we believe very strongly that it should be part of this same lawsuit so that we can conduct discovery on it along with everything else.
He said although the leases have been in dispute the past few years, the resort has been a so-called holdover tenant with their rights under the lease intact. He said the holdover status only ended when Talisker issued a notice to vacate last month. On the other hand, attorney Daniel Beller for Talisker Land Holdings argued the resort's new claims are moot if they lose on the underlying dispute, if the court finds the resort's leases did expire by April 30th of 2011. Then he said the resort's rights under the lease are gone. Beller said the resort's new claims are a different lawsuit since they involve different parties in a different time period. But Judge Harris granted the motion from the resort. Among other things, he said their new claims are related to the basic dispute in the case.
Ultimately, to the issue that everybody cares about, which is whether Greater Park City Company and Greater Properties have the right to remain on the land or not. And in that sense, I think they do fit within this case. I understand your argument, Mr. Beller, that you think this would belong better elsewhere, but I think through the next steps there, I think that would ultimately, the cases would ultimately end up together in the long run anyway, and I think it will save everybody some time and effort if we just joined everything together in the same place in the first instance.
In a written statement, the Mountain Resort's president and general manager, Jenny Smith, said they're pleased, and she repeated that both sides understood and expected the leases were to be extended. She added the legal fight will not impact their 2013-14 ski season, and they have no intention of selling their property at the base of the mountain. The judge's ruling, though, says the resort's amended lawsuit must name as defendants the parties that bought or received the ski mountain lease. Attorney Sullivan told reporters their information is skimpy about the new complicated corporate structure that oversees Talisker and the Canyons Resort, but he suggested there are two parties they could name.
We believe that one of them is a Vail party, and there are so many Vail parties involved in this case that I wouldn't venture to say right now without notes. And then there is FLERA, F-L-E-R-A, LLC, which is another company that we understand, mostly from press reports, has been calling the shots with respect to the Talisker land hold. If you want to do a little bit of research on that, now that we have a ruling, but that's what we believe to be the case. And you heard the court say that we have 7 days in which to finalize that decision and submit a second amended complaint.
Talisker attorney John Lund had this comment on the ruling.
We certainly respect the judge's ruling today and understand that PCMR has the right to file additional claims. The court has already dismissed substantially all of their previous claims, and this one is, in our view, completely without merit, which I think came across in the argument today, and we're confident we will prevail on it as well in the end.
Even with the new claims, the deadline for discovery in the case is still mid-January.
The deadline for completion of discovery is January 17th. PCMR, as you know from being at the hearing, has continually assured the court that they expect to be able to complete the work they want to do within that time frame, and that is certainly our intention, is to move forward and complete that lawyer work and have the case ready to present for the judge to decide on the merits.
Attorney John Lund. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.